All right, Bill Lasky joins us, hey, the big right-hander, former Giant pitcher. Bill, nice to have you here today.
Hey, Pecan, I think we got a party tonight.
I'm ready.
I'm
always ready. And then you go across the street to Lefty O'Doul's and get it on.
That's right. I had breakfast there this morning.
Fabulous.
Lefty O'Doul's.
Yeah, I love that.
Those people are great, too. But, you know, this is only the second time, believe it or not, in all these NLCSs that the Giants have hosted Game 1. You have to go back, and this is a note that the Giants put out today, to 1971.
Wow.
The last time the Giants hosted a Game 1 of the NLCS. So if you think about it, it was 71, of course, against the Pirates. And then you have to go to 87 against the Cardinals, 89 against the Cubs. Then you go to 2002 against the Cardinals, and 2010 against the Phillies back there. And here we are today in San Francisco hosting Game 1. Isn't that amazing?
It's
good stat.
I mean, a team with this has been in San Francisco as long as the Giants have. That's pretty wild, Marty. Yeah.
Yeah, good stat.
Well the biggest thing, Marty, is we have to make that happen with all those home games. That's the biggest thing here. This cannot be turned around like Cincinnati. These first two games mean a lot more in a seven-game series because 6-7 comes back here.
Bill, give me a take on, and you were on Comcast last night. You invited the October Quest, and you've really been breaking this down. We had a ball this week. I want to tell you. Mm-hmm. I was on pre and post with these guys.
Did some Chronicles, right?
Chronicle
we had them in the green room.
And, you know, it's Bill and Bip Roberts and Greg Papa and Vida and myself. And people come in and heckle us every once in a while. But it's pretty good baseball.
Oh, man.
But what do you think about Reds, Cardinals, and the difference in this series?
You know, I think the biggest the positive that I see in the Giants is the starting pitching. I think the Cardinals got beat up in that Washington series. And these first two games mean a lot. Lynn threw three times out of the bullpen. And, again, it's not going to be a big difference starting or relieving. But if we can get to them, if the Giants can get to him early and get into that bullpen, in which, Marty, you and I talked about, both bullpens are so strong, and then you got Carpenter tomorrow. And Carpenter's only really throwing three regular season games because of the Tommy John elbow and then one post game. He's only going five or six innings. He's not going to stretch it out. So that's why it's so key to get to Lynn early today, and you got two games where we can bury that bullpen.
Yeah, Bill, I was talking to Marty about this earlier. That bat with Jason Worth, what was that, game four in Washington?
Yep.
I mean, and I asked Marty, is there any hangover effect? Does Lance have any cracks in his confidence? What do you think?
It's going to be location of that fastball.
Okay.
You know, that if you really think about it, that was his last pitch that he threw.
What an at-bat. What a battle.
And hopefully that weighs in on his mind. Okay. If the Giants can take some of those pitches that are not quality pitches and turn them around, they have to get the offense going here at AT&T.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's it going to take to get it going here? Yeah. And, you know, we talked about it. I said when they get on the road, they're a different team. And you said the most important thing of the whole week. And that was when they won that 2-1 game, they got their foot in the door.
Yep.
And you did say that. And then they came out the next day and Pagan hits the home run to get it going. What's it going to take here? What's that moment here to get them going here?
Marty, I'm going to give you what you always tell me. Angel Pagan, that's your guy. You've always talked about that leadoff hitter. He plays a big role on this team. And you saw it in Cincinnati, the home run to ignite it in game four. And then it turned in game five. He got a couple quality at-bats. He really didn't hit the ball that well in the game five. But he is the catalyst to get this offense going. And Scudero, who really didn't play well against Cincinnati, both those guys did not hit well. That's what I hope will turn that offense around today, tomorrow at home.
You know, my thoughts on that, and I agree with you, Pagan has been huge for me and for the second half of the season, whatever, is August 1st on. The numbers he put up, a career year for him and the complete catalyst of this ball club.
Yep.
But they're, again, like in the Red Series, it's Lynn and Carpenter, Loesch and Wainwright. Mm-hmm. Their bullpen is a power bullpen. They have Zepchinski in there, the lefty, who is pretty good. But they go power, right-handed with Trevor Rosenthal throws 100.
That's the guy I like.
Boggs throws good pitches. He's an eighth-inning guy. Giants lit him up in a meaningless inning that he threw in St. Louis. Scudero hit the grand slam off him. Sandoval hit a homer off him. And then you go to Mott, and it's power, right-handed the whole way. I think the key to this thing, Bill, is what happens after Pence. I think it's Belt.
Yes.
I think it's Blanco, and I think it's Crawford. And I don't think we're going to see as many double switches in this thing. And I think those three guys are going to be a key for me in this series to see what these kids do.
I totally agree with
because
you.
It's all right-handed, yep, except for Zepchinski.
And you look at Brandon Belt. You had him on earlier. He 2-for-3 off of Lynn, 1-for-13 in that Cincinnati series with 7 strikeouts as your number 6 sure hitter, yeah, and that's a hole right there.
Yeah.
And you can't have that hole get bigger as this series starts. Yeah. Then you look at Crawford, 2-for-11. But those last 2 hits came in Game 5, and, of course, the triple was a key, yeah, once Blanco got a hit.
Yeah.
So you are right there. And, again, you know, you look at Blanco and
Look, Blanco started that inning.
Yes.
He got on base, and Latos had to worry about the steal.
So it's really 6, 7, 8. Those are
that's
the 3
for me,
key. Yeah.
Those 3 left-handed hitters, because, again, you're facing righties. There's no, yeah, Jaime Garcia
that's
here.
Right.
You're facing righties, and their bullpen is all right-handed, except when he fires the Zepchinski bullet.
That's it.
And it just depends when he does it and whether Brochy has to react to it. And he may not have to react to it because that's the only lefty you're going to see. We'll see with Chapman, you had another lefty coming in, so you could make that right-handed switch and still, mm-hmm, have your lineup. You take out the lefties, and it's righty all the way after that. You may want to keep those lefties in there. So Zepchinski, when they use him, Mike Matheny, I'm telling you, this
that's
is
right
going to be a strategic, yeah, moment for him to see when he uses him.
Marty, let me ask you a question. Were you surprised that they kept the same roster going into this series?
A little bit, but there's, you know why I'm not surprised? Because they haven't had a starting pitcher yet.
Right, that was the point
step
that
up
I thought,
for them,
too.
And they're talking about, look, Lincecum could pitch in game 1 or 2 out of the, mm-hmm, bullpen. He could be used the bullpen the whole series and impact 2 or 3 games. Until they see Bumgarner go 7, Kane go 8, Vogelsong go 7, someone take the ball and be that starting pitcher, they're, yeah, in the bullpen every day.
Yeah.
And you can't use the committee,
right,
in that way.
And a 7-game series definitely makes a difference.
Well, that's the difference. 5-game, yep, series you can get away with. 7-game series, you better have a lot of pitching because, mm-hmm, if those guys get knocked out in the 5th or 6th, you're using extra guys. That's where Contos becomes important. Moda, for whoever he can do, becomes
Well, you and
important.
I both said Contos was such a key in that Cincinnati series.
We had him on today.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, he's,
yeah,
a nice kid.
Yeah.
Nice
had a good
kid.
Personality.
All right, let's go to George in Berkeley. George, 808 KMBR, you're talking to Bill Lasky, Patrick Connor, and me, Marty Lurie. Go ahead, George.
Hey, what a great pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Marty.
Glad to have you.
Well, I wanted to start off with a quick shout-out to the Oakland A's. They had a great year this year, and I know they really have a Sunday forum for any of their fans to say thank you. But once again, a great after-game moment. I was there at Game 5, and I'm going to be there at Game 1 today. I'm excited for the Giants, one of those guys that roots for both till they play each other.
Yeah, the A's series and the A's season was the most unbelievable I think they've ever had in Oakland.
Crazy.
And my hope is that baseball took note of it and saves baseball for Oakland.
Let me ask you something. Did you put your green and gold away and got your black and orange out now?
Well, I don't wear a split hat, sir, but I'll tell you, I certainly do have both.
Okay, we're just checking.
All right. Thanks for the call, guys.
All right, George, thank you. Coming, yeah, to the game today. All
That's
right,
great. Yeah. Hopefully he comes by the public house. Man, yeah, this is where the place to be, obviously, here on the strip, so to speak, the King Strip. So,
all right, everybody signing up for Hawaiian Airlines right here. Yeah, come on. This is the best contest, yeah, in the history of radio, and better today because it's only the entries from today. You got a heck of a chance of going to Hawaii here. Very good. All right. 808 KMBR. Let me get your keys to the game. Bill Lasky's going to stick around a little bit longer, and we'll come back right after this on the Sports Leader.
KNBR 680.
Bruce Bochy outdueled Dusty. And Mike Matheny's never done this before, so you don't know what he can do. But I'd imagine Bruce Bochy will be able to outduel Mike Matheny if it comes down to that, right?
Bruce has got the magic wand right now. He's had that for several years. You know, Mike Matheny's got some real good bench coaches, Mike Aldretti being a good friend of Marty and mine, and some other guys over there.
Got McGuire.
That's right. Mark McGuire that's also. Right. They have some quality coaches. Don't think that this one guy is going to pull it off. That's one thing when I saw Dusty, it was kind of weird that I didn't see Chris Spire, some other guys talking to him. It was like it was his ship and he was launching it.
Frank in Santa Clara, 808 KMBR.
Sweet potato fries, right?
We got them.
Am I alone here? What, yeah, am I doing this
I'm sorry, Marty.
That was good, wasn't it?
808. Allison takes care of me.
Yes,
Allison,
she does.
We timed
so
that
much.
Perfectly.
Yeah, that 808 KMBR. I got to have a little comfort food.
I know.
That's right.
808 KMBR. Give me your keys to the game, what you think is going to happen in this series. 808 KMBR. Frank in Santa Clara, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, I just wanted to say I like listening on the radio. I was amazed you called it with the Reds game, that last game. You were the only one saying that the Giants had a chance, had a big chance, and look what happened.
Well, it was, anyway, that's a five-game series, back and forth. You're never out of it until you're out of it.
Well, a lot of people were picking up Yadier Barron just before the Nationals. What do you see as our chance playing the Cardinals?
Say that again. There's a big cheer out here. We couldn't hear you.
Well, a lot of experts were picking the Nationals as a better opponent for us because the Nationals were kind of slumping. What do you see as our advantage playing the Cardinals?
I'll let Bill. Bill Lasky will answer that.
You know, you're going to go even out here on the offense. I really believe so. I think both teams are going to come out and score. So I go back to starting pitching, and I really believe the Giants have the edge in starting pitching because they used all their starters and pushed Lynn into the bullpen against that Washington Nats team. When you look at the first two games, I think the advantage goes to the Giants. Hopefully, that AT&T crowd will get into the game a little quicker. And get their hands going and get those orange rags going and get the crowd into it. Those first two Cincinnati games, there was really nothing to cheer about except, it was dead, and we can't have that. We have home field advantage. The Giants need the home field advantage here the first two games and get this crowd going in early. So, again, early runs are going to make a difference. I think with Lynn pitching, if they can smoke that heater a little bit quick, get some runners on base, get some runs going in, these fans will come out of their gourd, I should say, and get them going. I think they got to get the loudness. They got to get voices and holler in and get the crowd into it.
What about showing the Hunter Pence speech on the big board?
That'd be killer.
Right? Let him talk to everybody.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be sad about that?
That'd be pretty wild.
They could show it, but they're not going to hear it. They won't hear what's going on in that huddle. They won't do it.
Thanks for taking my question.
Yeah, right on, Frank.
Very good.
You know what they ought to do is bring this table right to our immediate right, bring these beautiful young ladies and get them out there and get the crowd fired up. Huh, Bill, what do you think, man?
All right.
It's not a bad start.
What kind of hat is that?
It's called a spirit hood.
Spirit hood.
Yeah.
The first time I've seen that.
It's like a panda hat with the long.
The ears?
The long ears. Yes. Very, very interesting to say the least.
All right.
I'm digging it.
Look, everything out. David in Stockton, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead, David.
Love your show, Marty, and thanks for having me on. I really think the bottom end of their lineup is really going to be a key for them. You have Belt and, I forgot his name. Play left field.
Well, Belt, Blanco, and Crawford, the lefties. I think, for me, that's the key to the deal here.
Okay.
I think Pagano will do his thing. I think Posey's going to do his thing. Pence is Pence. And Sandoval is Sandoval. I think the unknowns are the three lefties in 6, 7, and 8.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's all that way, too. It's always the unknown guys that really come through. I mean, look at the series that Blanco had in Cincinnati. And, of course, the other guys came through at the end. I think winning one out of two is so important, too, in the first part of the series. So I think the pitching will be there, and just the bottom half of the order, play good defense, I think we're going to be fine.
I agree. Seven-game series is different, David. A lot of things can happen. I appreciate it.
All right. Keep up the good work. Great
All right,
show.
Thanks.
Right on, David. What about Beltran, guys? I mean, Beltran, he hit a pretty thin 300 for the Giants last year, but he comes in here. Is that in his head, AT&T in his head?
No.
Not at all.
This guy is hot.
He knows what to do in the postseason.
They need to get him out or put the four fingers up if a situation comes up. That's the guy that's making the Cardinals do what they're doing right now. He's on a roll, and the last game, five on base. He was all five. I guess he broke a Babe Ruth record.
He's a postseason player.
Is that four games where he's hit two home runs in a single game? Is that what it is? Something like that. But Ruthian.
Look, he's the guy I wanted. It just didn't happen.
Exactly.
But you see him in the postseason. All right, 808 KMBR. This is what we'll do, Pat. We've got a little time till Bruce Jenkins gets here.
Okay.
So we can take some calls.
Good.
Give me your key player for tonight.
Okay.
And give me a reason. 808 KMBR. And then if you're right on the post game, dinner for two at Original Joe's.
Of course.
All right?
Yeah.
Dinner for two at Original Joe's. Call in 808 KMBR. Get on the line. You got to get on and talk. And give me your key guy for tonight for the Giants and a reason. And if you're right, I'll give you, we'll pick the guy tonight on the post game and a dinner for two at Original Joe's. That's pretty good.
Can't beat
Stockton.
That. Yeah, can't beat it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Bill Lasky, thank you
so
much.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill
Lasky
here of Comcast.
Good stuff from Bill.
All right.